7 months after playing against Baltimore in the playoffs and just hours after restructuring his contract with the team, offensive lineman Chris Cooper put the pads on this morning and practiced for the first time. Cooper's been a captain, a leader along the line and inside the locker room, and hopes a day like today is the first of many that will be more about football and less about rehabbing an injury.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, a day like today is, you know, kind of relieves some of that. Feel good to, you know, feel like a football player again. You know, I'm not going to lie and say it was, you know, a piece of cake, but no injury is. I don't think that's unique to me.
You know, it's hard. Being injured is hard. Having surgery is hard. You know, and when you're an athlete and you know you're just coming back to you know performing your skill, you know it's a long road. So it's it takes tough-minded people, and he is that guy.
Today I was really just kind of feeling it out, and you know I'm not in great football shape quite yet. So you know we're being careful with it. Greek's monitoring it very very well, and so is Coach Magazoo, and you know hopefully just progresses as the weeks go on.
Cooper said right now he's just fighting for a spot on the roster and hopes how he plays will dictate the outcome. Broncos wrapped Tuesday's practice with more short yardage and goal line work. Duke Iheanacho had a pick against the ones. C.J. Anderson got in against the twos. So who won, Coach?
Well, yeah, as I say, always say, whenever we work against each other, you know, the Broncos win. So, you know, you don't get that many reps during the season, so I like doing that, you know, in camp. Not too close to game time, but just get it on tape and they get the corrections. And so, you know, there's a lot to be learned off that practice tape.